The BBC presents My Music. A musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the team.
My Music takes the air again with the same panellists, David Franklin, partnered by Frank Muir, Ian Wallace, assisted by Dennis Norden. We begin with David. This round concerns Wagner overtures, or in Wagner's own word, preludes. Same thing. Just a mark for the title of the opera, and I'm afraid in this round, no second thoughts, gentlemen. We begin with David Franklin.
Rejecting a suggestion by my partner that it's the overture to Naughty Marietta, I confirm that it is in fact the overture to the Master Singers, or in German, Die Meistersänger.
Yes, how right for one mark. And I think that overture is perhaps one of the most marvellous, wonderful, single short pieces of music on earth. Anyway, that's just
my
opinion.
You think it's short?
Well, short compared to the opera, for instance. Oh, it's short, yes. Anyway, you have your mark, David, the Master Singers. Dennis Norden, an overture for you by Wagner.
Oh, yeah. Well, no second thoughts. No first thoughts. Or in German?
You think it's Tannhauser?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, well, there's a body of opinion here that thinks it's Tannhauser.
Yes, you said that with great conviction. You're right for a mark. Musical people, knowing that Wagner overtures are coming up, will be waiting for the interval of a minor sixth, and they're going to get it now, because this is Ian's turn.
I've never been described as an interval of a minor sixth before, but I think that this is a prelude to a piece that is always rather unfamiliar when you see it written up outside an opera house in Italy, because they have their own Italianate way of putting up Tristano e Isotta, which is... Therefore, the prelude to Tristan and Isolde.
Yes, thank you.
Are you sure it wasn't a restaurant that sold Tristan and Isolde?
I hasten to cue in a Wagner overture for Frank Muir.
Stuff, isn't it?
That's like How the West Was Won.
Have you done? Yeah, I've done the West. It's the Western Approaches.
Yes,
it's
probably.
Der Fliegende Holländer.
You got that from your friend.
Well, what of it? It's allowed.
Yes. All I said was Flying Dutchman, and Frank immediately translated it into German.
Just like that, yes, for a mark. Very good.
I took
very
German good. Between October and December 1936.
You've taken it
very far.
By Wagner.
Very, very good.
Big boned music, isn't it? Mm.
Here are some questions on general musical knowledge. For two marks, David Franklin, what is a soubrette? And can you think of a soubrette part in an opera?
A soubrette? Mm. The light soprano part. Mm-hmm. And I would say that, for instance, Blanchen in Entführung is a soubrette part.
So would I.
Yes. Well, now, I suppose one can't have a list of everything in front of one, can one? One must bow to the superior knowledge of one's panelists.
What have you got there?
Oh, I've got... Oh, that's crafty, obviously. Yeah. I nearly walked into that one, too. Try another one. Try another one.
Go on, you tell me. You prove to me that Blanchan isn't...
No, I'll give you two marks.
It's a shoe polish.
A soubrette is originally a comedy actress who played a waiting maid, but generally speaking, a pert female character part taken by a light soprano.
Well, there you are.
Well, you've got your marks, but
Blanchan is a serving maid who is pert.
Well, there you are, exactly. You see, I've got...
A fair maid of pert.
Dennis, what do you know about the balalaika, and how many strings has it?
It was the name of a musical by Eric Mashwitz, and it's Russian. Mm-hmm. And what do I know? It's like that thing, I know two things about a horse, and one of them is rather coarse. About the balalaika, I know about one and a half things. It's a kind of Russian guitar, which makes a plinging sound.
But, of course, in the show, it was the nightclub, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the balalaika nightclub.
Yes, it's the instrument we're after, Ian.
Yeah, I thought it was.
No, no.
How many strings has it? People are surprised when they find out.
Are they?
Yes.
Well, stand by for surprises, gang. Gang, you're going to be surprised. No. It has 38.
And a half. It's that half string that fools them. It has, in fact, three strings, and only three. It's triangular-shaped and ranging from...
Well, the first figure was right.
You have one mark out of two there. Ian, what do you understand by tonic sulfur?
Well, it's very good at this time of the year, because we're all a bit run down. And you can get it without a prescription. And it's principally used in Wales, among Welsh choirs. It is a form of notation. It's something that I have never understood at all, but I do occasionally hear my singing colleagues, particularly, as I say, those who come from Wales, who, instead of... just going, are going, so la ti do fa mi fa lo si. And I think, are they doing? I imagine it was invented because it was easier, supposed to be easier for people to learn to read music in this particular way. As far as I'm concerned, it is absolutely incomprehensible.
I think it's a diabolical system, I always have, but it has one great advantage. You can transpose easily with once you've learnt your do, fa, mi things. They apply to all keys, of course.
I see, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, you don't have to sort of be doing an E-flat 7th.
No, that's right. Pardon? No. English system of musical notation, much used in choral work, dates, I was surprised to find, from the mid-19th century as a means of teaching sight singing. Two marks. Frank, what is a water organ?
Expression applied to very antique central heating systems, which make a noise euphoniously in the night. It's the song, "Oh Denny Boy, the pipes, the calling." Yeah. And it's like a water hammer makes a percussive noise. A water organ makes a melodic noise. Two marks, for three, and I will desist any further. Or, it could be an organ where the pipes, instead of being worked orally, or by hand, have water injected up through them. No, I'll cancel it. It doesn't make sense.
I'll buy that one. It's a hydraulic organ is what you mean, isn't it, in fact?
Yes, there is a connection between organ and water in the answer.
A type of organ invented many centuries BC by the Egyptians, used by the Romans and others. It drives air through the organ pipes by water pressure. And it is, in fact, the oldest form of organ known.
Fascinating.
Yes. Two marks for interest. Here are some vocal odds and ends to identify. David, listen, please, and then tell me which aria from which opera.
scenario of the Königin der Nacht from Zauberflöte by Mozart.
Yes, thank you. Would you like to put, would you like to put the composer's name into English for any of that into English, please, would be welcome.
No, I prefer to think of it in German.
No,
well,
come
it
on.
It was the aria of the Queen of the Night, yes, from Mozart's Magic Flute.
Flute, 2 marks, thank you, yes. Dennis, from which show does this come, and who is the singer we hear?
Who can I turn to when nobody needs me? My heart wants to know, and so I must go where destiny leads me.
It's, I think that was Matt Munro.
Yes, a mark.
Who Can I Turn To came from the follow-up to Stop the World, which is called... Well, it had a long title over here, the roar of the grease paint, the smell of the crowd. But in America, it was only just called The Roar of the Grease Paint.
They didn't want to insult the audience.
I had Norman Wisdom in over here, actually, to start, didn't
it? Yes, I didn't need all that. You've got 2 marks long ago.
Oh.
Ian, here's a folk song. Can you please name the tune and tell me from which collection it comes?
Scottish or a Hebridean song.
You're on the track, yes.
Kennedy Fraser collection, I would think, probably. Yes. And it's this one, Sad Am I Without Thee. It's in the Gaelic there. And it's the Eriske, the Eriske Love Lilt.
Thank you. 2 marks. Frank, what's this called and who are the two singers?
Baby Pussy. Sung by Tom and Jerry. Beyond that, I can't go.
Does your partner know?
He's strangely silent.
I was absolutely baffled by it.
You have this sort of rock-like calm, usually associated with playing the number one record in the hit parade. But you don't know it.
No. No, well, you'll be so mad when you find out who
Ian
it is. Knows.
Yes. Well, Ian, you tell him.
You tell him, Ian.
But it is Elizabeth Schwarzkopf and Victoria de Los Angeles, that's accompanied by Gerald Moore.
That's right. Do you know the title of what they're singing?
It's a piece by Rossini,
I think. That's right.
Can you give us the record
sort of
number?
Cats, the Due Gatti,
that's
the two
right.
cats.
Duetto Buffo de Duo Gatti.
And I imagine it was the recording of his farewell concert at the festival.
Having a bit of fun for dear Gerald, yes, quite. Mm. The Cats duet by Rossini, it was, as you say, Vittorio de Los Angeles and Elizabeth Schwarzkopf. Well, I can't give you any marks, I'm afraid, there. I can but turn to the scoreboard and find that at the moment, this stage of the game, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden lead by 1 mark. This round is to do with operas and shows. 2 marks are at stake. David... Two composers, David, wrote works called Peak Dame. Who were they, and under what English title is the more recent opera better known?
One of them was written by Francesco Emenegildo, Cavaliere Zuppe de Mele. I may have missed out one or two names.
Absolutely right, yes.
And the other one...
The other was written by Tchaikovsky, and the name under which that is better known is Queen of Spades.
Absolutely right. Suppé and Tchaikovsky, also the Queen of Spades. 2 marks. Dennis, 4 people were involved in creating the stage musical Espresso Bongo. 0.5 mark for each name.
Well, if it's everybody's favourite Wolf Mankiewicz, Julian Moore was involved in it.
Yes.
And Monty Norman.
Good man.
Is always involved with Wolf Mankiewicz's musicals. And if there was a fourth, it's likely to be David Hennecke, who writes with Monty Norman.
I really think you get some applause for that. Marvellous, yes.
That's the sort of question I can always rely on my partner. Marvellous.
2 marks. Ian, who composed Wozzeck and what was Wozzeck by profession?
Finish relying now.
Wozzeck was written by Alban Berg around about the end of the First War. And Wozzeck himself was... well, he was the common man, really.
It's a bit more than that. By profession, I said. People aren't...
Well, he was a soldier.
Ah, that's what I wanted to know.
And,
yes,
and he went through a great many very short and dramatic scenes, ending up with him being drowned in a lake.
Mm. A soldier Batman, in fact. Yes, 2 marks. Thank you, Alban Berg, the composer. Frank, where would you find Pedro the Fisherman? And for your other mark, who wrote his song?
You'd find him belting up the beach at Lisbon.
Yes.
When the chauffeur's already bringing the car with the ribbons on round the front to take the bride away. Because he's a fisherman who's beloved by the lady who's about to marry a fat vineyard proprietor. In fact, she's actually at the altar when this fisherman, to attract her attention, breaks into whistles.
Yes.
Due to the fact that Harry Parr Davis discovered that if you put in enough whistling and recitativo, like, and then everything's going to break out, and then Miguel, my father said, you don't have to write so much rhyme stuff, you see.
The title of the show was...
The Lisbon Story.
Lisbon Story, 2 marks, thank you. Films and film music. A mark for the name of the film. 2 more marks for the names of 2 top stars from the film. David.
Donkey Serenade.
Name of the film?
Donkey Serenade.
The Firefly.
From Firefly.
Yes.
And
the
Jack
Jones' name of the
Dad.
Jack Jones' Dad, Alan Jones.
Yes.
And,
Firefly.
Gene Ekman.
No, he didn't twitch.
And the donkey. And the donkey.
You've said it, it's good enough. Firefly was the film, Jeanette MacDonald, Alan Jones. Dennis, your turn.
Marvellous opening titles with the cat prowling through. That was The Man with the Golden Arm.
Yes, that's right. A mark and 2 stars.
Frank Sinatra and the impassive Miss Kim Novak.
Would do very nicely. Thank you for your 3 marks. Film for Ian now.
Well, all I can do here is to guess on the type of music. It wouldn't be a film called Tunes of Glory, by any chance.
No, but you've got the right sort of subject, or perhaps the composer has led you into the right sort of sphere, because it's a military kind of subject.
Yes.
Would you like me to give you the stars and you name the film, or the other way around?
Yeah. Whichever way Dennis
take
would like
stars.
It.
Take the stars.
We'll take the stars, yes.
Right, well, there's a long list here. David Niven, Anthony Quinn, Gregory Peck, Anthony Quayle, Stanley Baxter...
Guns of Navarone.
James Robertson, Justice Richard... Yes, Guns of Navarone. You have then the 1 mark out of the 2 there. And some music for Frank. ¶¶
played by a water organ.
Yes. Would you like the name of the film or the stars?
Both.
Given the choice.
Name of the film, please. Please, sir.
The Longest Day.
Oh! Good Lord, is it? That's music.
Yeah.
Sounds a bit wet for an enormous film like that.
Well, that's
everybody, isn't it?
Yes, so name two.
Kenny Moore.
Ah, well, that's one I've got down.
Kenny Moore.
Have a few more.
Edward Everett Horton.
I'd like to hear just one other name I've got down.
I didn't see the picture. Surely that's emerged by now.
I'm going to give you one mark out of the three there. I don't think I've got down here Eddie Albert, Arletty, Peter Lawford, William Holden, and a lot of American stars as well as British ones. Well, we move on. Whenever we come to what's known as the singing bit, we try to suit the choice of song somewhat to the contestant concerned. You know what happens here. Graham Daly plays a bit and then stops. It's up to you to carry on. A mark for the words, another for the tune, a third mark for carrying on from where he leaves off. David Franklin.
No,
he's where he leaves off.
All together, yo. This is the distant effect. Oh, my brothers.
Oh, come in, number seven.
I think three marks there, no matter what happened, yes. I've got a version here by somebody else entirely, but yours is very nice. Dennis, your turn.
I could tell you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined.
Now, I have trouble remembering the words. You remember the tune. I can't say anymore.
I don't know either. No. So.
Wouldn't you like to see what's going on in my mind?
It's another one of those risque love lilts, because it gets on about something I don't flip my cork for everyone I see.
Hey, big spender, spend a little time with me. You've got three marks, Dennis. Very good. Ian's turn now. Ian.
If you have 10 sons in a row, football teams make money, you know. So keep your sunny side up, let the sunshine come through.
And then you'll never believe the next bit.
Stand upon your legs, be like two fried eggs. Keep your sunny side up.
Yes.
Three marks, Ian, and a song from Frank.
There you are. Happy landing on a chocolate bar.
So, that brings us, I'm afraid, on a nice down key.
Did we win?
To the end of our programme this week. Congratulations to the winners, who, by 2.5 marks, are Ian Wallace and Dennis North.
Taking part in My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norton and Ian Wallace. Graham Daly was at the keyboard and the chairman was Steve Race. Questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason, and the program was produced in London by Tony Schreier. Thank you.